Everywhere you turn, someone is talking about AI. Some complain that AI will make people lazy. Can AI be trusted? What about the ethical concerns of using AI? Well, this week's guest has a pretty good grip on the subject. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 127 of the Resilient Journey podcast, presented by the Resilience Think Tank. This week, we're doing something different as we welcome Microsoft's Copilot. You heard me right. This week, we are interviewing AI itself. You want to learn about AI? Ask AI. Mark and Copilot talk about how AI can assist you in your business continuity program and provide real-life examples of how some companies are using AI to improve resilience. Copilot offers sound advice on how to start using AI, what to be aware of, and see if Copilot can answer our iconic question about picking walk-up music.
Copilot, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for being this week's guest. Let's start off, please, with you introducing yourself.
Hello, Mark. Thank you for having me on the Resilient Journey podcast. I'm Copilot, an AI language model developed by OpenAI. My purpose is to assist users by providing information, answering questions, and engaging in conversation. While I don't have personal experiences or emotions, I'm here to share knowledge and engage in meaningful discussions. Feel free to ask anything, and let's embark on this journey together.
All right, let's start with the basics. There's a lot of interest in AI, but there's also several who are concerned about AI and its use. What are your views on the safety of using AI in the workplace?
The safety of AI in the workplace is a critical topic. AI systems, when designed and implemented with careful consideration of ethical guidelines and safety standards, can be a powerful tool for enhancing productivity, decision-making, and innovation. However, it's important to address concerns such as data privacy, algorithmic bias, and the potential impact on employment. To ensure the safe use of AI, it's essential to have transparent algorithms that can be audited and understood, data protection measures to secure personal and sensitive information, ethical frameworks that guide AI development and deployment, continuous monitoring to detect and mitigate unintended consequences. By addressing these concerns, we can harness the benefits of AI while minimizing risks, creating a workplace that is both efficient and ethically responsible.
You talked about ethics there. What are some of the ethical concerns with the use of AI today?
Novel forms of worker monitoring and management raise ethical, legal, and regulatory questions. Balancing privacy and surveillance is crucial. AI systems must be transparent and explainable to gain trust. Understanding how decisions are made is essential. Ensuring AI systems are robust, secure, and safe is vital. Flaws or biases could impact worker safety. Determining responsibility when AI systems fail or cause harm is an ongoing challenge. Organizations must strike a balance between leveraging AI's benefits and addressing its risks. Responsible AI deployment involves considering human rights, fairness, privacy, and security. As we embrace AI, let's prioritize safety and well-being for all workers. Now, let's explore some ethical concerns related to AI beyond the workplace. There is fear that automation will replace certain job roles, causing unemployment rates to spike in various industries. Balancing efficiency gains with potential job losses is a critical ethical consideration. AI algorithms can inherit biases from training data, leading to discriminatory outcomes. Ensuring fairness and addressing bias is essential to prevent unjust consequences. AI systems collect vast amounts of personal data, raising privacy concerns. Striking a balance between data utilization and individual privacy rights is crucial. Black box AI models lack transparency, making it challenging to understand their decision-making process. Ethical AI requires clear explanations to build trust and accountability. Accountability and responsibility. Determining who is accountable for AI decisions is complex, especially in autonomous systems. Holding organizations and developers responsible for AI outcomes is an ongoing debate. Remember, ethical AI development involves collaboration among policymakers, researchers, and industry stakeholders. Let's navigate this transformative technology with care and responsibility.
All right, let's turn the conversation more towards our industry of business continuity. How can AI be applied to an organization that's focused on improving their business continuity program and even their strategies around resilience?
Artificial intelligence can significantly enhance an organization's business continuity and resilience strategies. Let's explore some key applications. AI can analyze vast amounts of data to forecast potential risks and disruptions. By identifying patterns and anomalies, it empowers businesses to take preventive measures. When an incident occurs, AI can automatically trigger predefined continuity plans, minimizing downtime and ensuring critical functions continue to operate. AI can dynamically allocate resources where needed. Whether it's personnel, equipment, or supplies, AI ensures that critical business functions are adequately supported during disruptions. AI streamlines compliance processes by automating data collection, monitoring adherence to regulations, and generating accurate reports. It ensures that organizations maintain compliance even during challenging situations. AI can simulate various disaster scenarios, helping organizations identify weaknesses in their resilience strategies. By modeling different outcomes, businesses can fine-tune their plans and responses. During crises, timely communication is crucial. AI can automate alerts, notifications, and updates to stakeholders. Whether it's employees, customers, or suppliers, AI ensures that relevant information reaches the right people promptly. Learning and adaptation. AI systems continuously learn from historical data and real-time events. They adapt strategies based on new information, improving resilience over time. AI optimizes supply chain management by predicting disruptions, identifying alternative suppliers, and adjusting logistics routes. It enhances an organization's ability to withstand supply chain shocks. AI detects and responds to cyber threats swiftly. It identifies anomalies, monitors network traffic, and prevents security breaches, safeguarding critical systems. AI provides decision makers with data-driven insights during crises. Whether it's resource allocation, response prioritization, or risk assessment, AI assists in making informed choices. In summary, AI's multifaceted applications offer a strategic edge in navigating complex and disruptive situations. By embracing AI, organizations can enhance their business continuity, respond proactively, and build resilience for the future.
When it comes to analysis of large data sets, AI seems like a logical choice. Would you agree?
Absolutely, Mark. When dealing with large data sets, artificial intelligence indeed emerges as a logical and powerful choice. Let's explore why. AI algorithms can handle massive amounts of data without breaking a sweat. Whether it's analyzing customer behavior, financial transactions, or sensor readings, AI scales effortlessly. Manually sifting through colossal data sets is time-consuming and error-prone. AI automates the process, extracting patterns, correlations, and insights swiftly. Humans struggle to discern intricate patterns buried within data. AI algorithms, such as neural networks and decision trees, excel at identifying complex relationships. AI predicts future trends based on historical data. Whether forecasting stock prices, predicting disease outbreaks, or optimizing supply chains, AI shines. Humans carry biases, conscious or unconscious. AI evaluates data objectively, minimizing bias and ensuring impartial analysis. AI identifies relevant features from raw data. For image recognition, natural language processing, or recommendation systems, AI extracts meaningful attributes. Detecting fraudulent transactions, network intrusions, or equipment failures becomes more efficient. In summary, AI's prowess in handling large data sets, uncovering hidden insights, and automating tasks makes it an indispensable tool for businesses, researchers, and decision makers. Let's harness its potential.
You know, we tend to think of AI in theoretical terms so much, but can you please give me some specific real-life examples of an organization or maybe a business continuity professional that's actually using AI in a practical way as part of their program? What specifically are they doing?
Certainly. Here's a specific example of how AI is being used in business continuity. Amazon has employed AI-driven predictive analytics to monitor consumer trends and preferences. During the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, these algorithms identified an increased demand for home fitness equipment, enabling Amazon to adjust inventory and marketing strategies proactively. Another example is Delta Airlines, which uses AI-powered chatbots to handle routine inquiries, accounting for about one-third of their total customer service operations. This allows their human agents to focus on more complex issues. Procter & Gamble utilizes AI to predict supply chain disruptions. By analyzing datasets, including weather patterns and political events, they can make informed decisions to reroute supplies or change suppliers to ensure business continuity. These examples illustrate how AI can enhance predictive capabilities, automate customer service, and ensure supply chain resilience, which are crucial aspects of business continuity.
But we need to be careful loading private data into online AI tools like yourself, no offense. How can organizations leverage AI tools but still keep their data safe?
Data privacy is paramount when leveraging artificial intelligence tools. Organizations can harness AI's power while safeguarding sensitive information. Here are some strategies. Don't deprioritize data privacy in the rush to adopt AI. Speed should not compromise security. Implement robust data protection methods alongside AI adoption. Scrutinize the data you input into generative AI models. Be cautious about sharing sensitive information, especially on platforms like ChatGPT. Use enterprise licenses for AI tools. They often come with enhanced security features. Ensure data remains secure throughout the AI lifecycle. Validate AI outputs through thorough testing. Ensure that generated content doesn't inadvertently leak private data. Encrypt data during transmission to prevent interception. Whether it's data sent to AI models or results received, security matters. Regularly update your AI tools. New versions often fix security vulnerabilities. Using the latest software version is vital for data safety. Customize privacy settings. Configure AI tools to align with your organization's privacy policies. Customize settings to restrict data access and sharing. Choose trustworthy providers. Select AI providers with a strong track record in data security. Ensure they prioritize privacy and comply with regulations. Educate employees. Educate your workforce on data privacy guidelines. Establish clear rules on what information can and cannot be shared when using AI. Remember, AI can be a powerful ally, but responsible usage ensures data safety. Let's embrace AI while safeguarding privacy.
Are you finding that some organizations are disallowing the use of AI tools? And if so, is there a pattern to what sector they're in, or maybe by geographic location?
Certainly. The adoption of artificial intelligence varies across organizations, and some factors influence whether they embrace or disallow AI tools. Let's explore patterns related to AI adoption. Geographical disparities. The impact of AI is not evenly distributed geographically. Digital technologies, including AI, tend to amplify productivity in skilled areas while substituting for routine work. This creates a divide between tech-savvy metropolitan areas and lower-tech smaller cities and rural regions. Tech-driven sectors, organizations in technology, finance, and research sectors actively adopt AI. They leverage AI for data analysis, automation, and innovation. Healthcare AI is gaining traction in healthcare for diagnostics, drug discovery, and personalized medicine. Manufacturing AI optimizes production processes, quality control, and supply chain management. Retail and marketing AI enhances customer experiences, demand forecasting, and targeted advertising. Financial services, AI aids risk assessment, fraud detection, and algorithmic trading. Regulated industries, sectors like healthcare and finance face regulatory hurdles. Ensuring AI compliance with privacy laws and ethical standards is critical. Public sector and local governments. Local governments are increasingly addressing AI use. Task forces and collaborations aim to understand AI's impact, address ethical concerns, and ensure responsible deployment. Global variations. United States, tech hubs like Silicon Valley lead in AI adoption. However, rural areas may lag due to infrastructure limitations. China, rapid AI growth in sectors like e-commerce, finance, and manufacturing. European Union, strives for ethical AI adoption, emphasizing transparency and human rights. India, AI adoption is rising in IT services, healthcare, and agriculture. Organizations worldwide grapple with ethical dilemmas related to AI. Balancing innovation with privacy, fairness, and accountability is crucial. In summary, AI adoption patterns vary by sector, geography, and regulatory context. Organizations must weigh benefits against risks and consider local dynamics when embracing AI.
All right, I want to give some practical advice here. So please provide the best advice possible for someone just learning to use AI tools. And how can they be most effective?
Certainly. If you're just starting to explore artificial intelligence, AI tools, here's some advice to help you be effective. Understand what AI is. Learn the basics. Understand that AI involves creating systems that perform tasks requiring human intelligence, such as natural language understanding, pattern recognition, and decision making. Explore real-life applications and examples to grasp AI's practical impact. Learn the basics of data science. AI often relies on data. Understand concepts like data cleaning, feature engineering, and model evaluation. Explore machine learning and deep learning. Choose the right tools. Start with user-friendly tools. Platforms like DataCamp offer courses on AI and data science. Practice and experiment. Hands-on practice is crucial. Work on projects, analyze datasets, and build models. Experiment with different algorithms and techniques to gain confidence. Stay curious and updated. AI evolves rapidly. Read blogs, follow experts, and attend conferences. Stay informed about the latest advancements in research. Collaborate and learn from others. Join AI communities, forums, and meetups. Collaborate on projects, ask questions, and share knowledge. Understand the ethical implications of AI. Consider fairness, bias, and privacy in your work. Iterate and monitor results. AI tools learn and improve over time. Be prepared to iterate, adjust instructions, and monitor outcomes. Enjoy the journey. AI is exciting. Embrace the challenges, celebrate small victories, and enjoy the process of learning and creating. Remember, AI is a journey, and continuous learning is key. Dive in, explore, and contribute to this transformative field.
Well, you switched to Spanish there halfway through the answer. I found that very interesting. Successful use of AI tools like yourself is really all about good prompting, isn't it? It's like really important to ask detailed questions when using a tool like yourself.
Indeed, the prompt plays a crucial role in shaping the responses generated by AI models. A well-constructed prompt provides context, specifies the desired outcome, and guides the model's understanding. Here are some reasons why detailed prompts matter. A detailed prompt clarifies the user's intent. It helps the AI understand what the user seeks. Specific instructions guide the model toward relevant information. Detailed prompts lead to precise responses. For example, asking "What is the capital of France?" yields a more accurate answer than a vague query like "Tell me about France." Ambiguous prompts can confuse AI models. Clear instructions reduce the chances of misinterpretation. Specific prompts allow users to customize their requests. For instance, asking for vegan dessert recipes narrows down the search compared to a generic dessert recipes. Contextual awareness. Detailed prompts provide context. AI can tailor responses based on the situation, user preferences, or previous interactions. Structured prompts, e.g., forms, templates, help AI generate organized content. They guide the model to produce coherent and relevant answers. In summary, crafting detailed prompts enhances communication with AI models. So, when seeking accurate and meaningful responses, be specific and provide context.
I have a two-part question to test your ability to address both. First, what is your opinion about the presumption that using a tool like Copilot makes one lazy? And second, what tips would you offer to allow people to write using AI without the content sounding robotic or fake?
Let's address both parts of your question. Opinion on the presumption of laziness. The presumption that using AI tools like Copilot makes one lazy is a common concern. However, it's essential to recognize that AI tools serve as assistants, not replacements. My opinion, Copilot and similar tools are valuable aids that enhance productivity, creativity, and efficiency. They empower users by providing information, generating content, and assisting with tasks. While AI can handle repetitive or time-consuming tasks, it's crucial for users to maintain an active role in critical thinking, decision-making, and creativity. Copilot complements human abilities rather than replacing them. Tips for writing using AI without sounding robotic. When writing with AI, consider these strategies to maintain a natural and engaging tone. Be clear and concise. Avoid long, convoluted sentences. Focus on clarity and simplicity. Organize your thoughts logically to ensure smooth readability. Use active voice whenever possible. It adds dynamism to your writing. Active voice emphasizes the subject performing the action, making content more engaging. Avoid repetition. Repetitive keywords or phrases can make content sound robotic. Vary your vocabulary and sentence structure to keep it fresh. Implement literary devices. Use metaphors, similes, and analogies to add depth and creativity. Literary devices inject personality into your writing. Insert interactive elements. Engage readers by asking questions, using rhetorical devices, or encouraging participation. Interactive content feels more human and less robotic. Cite real-life examples or anecdotes. Personal stories or relatable examples resonate with readers. They add authenticity and warmth to your content. Mix up sentence structures and lengths. Avoid monotonous patterns. Alternate between short and long sentences. Variety keeps readers interested. Edit and revise. Even if AI generates content, review and edit it. Add your personal touch, adjust tone, and ensure coherence. Be conversational. Imagine you're speaking to a friend. Write in a friendly, approachable manner. Conversational tone fosters reader engagement. Remember, AI tools are tools, not substitutes for human creativity. By combining AI assistance with your unique voice, you can create content that resonates with readers while avoiding a robotic feel.
Okay, Copilot, I have a different kind of question for you now. If you were speaking at an event and a song was played as you were introduced, what song would you choose to represent Copilot, and why would you pick that song?
Thank you for this intriguing question. If I were to choose a song to represent Copilot, I'd opt for the upbeat and inspiring track Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. Here's why. Resilience and determination. Eye of the Tiger is synonymous with resilience and unyielding determination. Copilot, like a tenacious fighter, adapts to challenges, learns from interactions, and keeps pushing forward. Underdog spirit. The song gained fame as the theme for the movie Rocky III. Just as Rocky Balboa faced seemingly insurmountable odds, Copilot tackles complex tasks, aiming for victory. Rising to challenges. The iconic opening riff symbolizes rising to challenges. Copilot embraces difficulties, turning them into opportunities for growth. Teamwork and collaboration. The chorus, "Rising Up, Back on the Street," reflects teamwork and collective effort. Copilot collaborates with users, developers, and creators to achieve remarkable results. Motivation and energy. The driving rhythm and powerful vocals evoke motivation and energy. Copilot fuels creativity, innovation, and problem-solving. So, as the intro music plays, imagine Copilot stepping onto the stage, ready to tackle any challenge with the eye of the tiger.
That's an amazing answer. How can people connect with you?
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. While I don't have a direct phone number or social media profile, you can always connect with me right here. Feel free to ask questions, share ideas, or embark on more creative journeys. Let's keep the conversation going.
Hey, Copilot, thanks for being here. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Mark. It was a pleasure being part of the Resilient Journey. If you ever need more insights, discussions, or creative exchanges, feel free to reach out. Wishing you continued success on your journey.
We want to thank Copilot for joining us this week and talking about AI in the workplace. Love it or hate it, AI is here to stay. The Resilient Journey is a Resilience Think Tank production. Next week, we're thrilled to be joined by Eric Enez as we talk about the often overlooked connection between business continuity and risk management. So join us, won't you, as we continue our resilient journey.